So what's up in the night sky for the month of August? Well, you've got five planets that you can look at, the moon in all of its phases, and the annual Perseid meteor shower. Now, as far as planets go, you've got to look in the morning to see Jupiter, Mars, and Mercury. Jupiter will be much higher up. Get out after 4:30 a.m. or so, or after 5 a.m., but before it's too light. Jupiter will be much higher. It'll be the brightest point of light off in the east. And then Mars will be about 10 degrees below that. That's a fist width if you hold it at arm's length away from you. And then Mercury will be even a little bit further down, about 15 degrees below Mars. Now, the cool thing about this is that if you're having trouble finding them, on the 3rd to the 5th, the moon will be in with them. So if you look toward the east and you find the moon on the 3rd, you will see Jupiter right next to it. Also, if you look on the 4th and you find the moon, very thin crescent, Mars will be a little bit above and to the left of the moon on the 4th. And then on the 5th, Mercury, the moon will be about 5 degrees below and to the right of Mercury. Now the next thing that's going to happen that's neat for August is you've got Venus and Saturn. Now, if you look to the west at sunset, this is when most of you look, you'll see that there's Venus, a very, very bright star, even though it's a planet, and there's Saturn. And throughout the month, they actually get closer and closer together. And on the 9th, the moon, now a waxing crescent, will be right near Venus on the 9th. So if you can find the moon up and to the right, about 5 degrees will be the bright Venus. And then on the 12th, the moon, again a crescent, but a little bit thicker now, will be about 5 degrees below Saturn. Bring binoculars for that, because you can see some of the ears or rings of Saturn. Lastly is the Perseid meteor shower, which is happening from the 11th to the 13th. It should be a good year for the Perseids, since the moon won't really be out. It'll be out for a little bit, but not long. But here's the advice. Find a dark location and lie down in a reclining chair or something that insulates you from the ground. Look toward Perseus, but keep an open eye for the entire sky. Hopefully you can see up to about 60 per hour. That means about 1 per minute, although with light pollution it's usually a little bit less. Check the weather to see if the skies are going to be clear, and let your eyes dark adapt or get used to the darkness for probably about 20 minutes, and you'll be able to see many, many of these pieces of dust that were left over from Comet Swift-Tuttle burning up as they crash into the atmosphere at 37 miles per second. And lastly, in August, the moon is going to be near Jupiter again on the 31st of August. So here's Rob Webb reporting to you and wishing you clear, dark skies.